What if we always said is the most important thing?
Breakfast.
Family.
Family, right. Yeah. I thought you meant the things you eat.
I never see you anymore, Michael.
You're in prison. And I was here yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that's I'm sorry.
Did you enjoy your meal, Mom? You drank it fast enough.
Not as much as you enjoyed yours.
You want your belt to buckle, not your chair. He's your older brother. You could find a little job for him. Make him feel special.
But he's not special, Mother.
No.
Better than being treated like the goofball, the Joker, the magician.
I thought you were gonna do like a trick there, like with the fireball.
I was, it didn't go off.
I would give anything to be able to have that again. You know? A family. Nothing else matters.
Michael!
That's Mom, hi.
Buster! It's a bird!
I know it's a bird! I'm on the phone!
It walked on my pillow!
Hi, a little excited today. Looks like I got a piece of fan mail in the good old email box today. I'm going to read it. You decide whether or not it's fan mail. Not quite sure. Here we go. Hello. I am writing to tell you that I am happy that you are doing a podcast for Arrested Development and that you actually came off as a prick with your rant against those who live in, quote, the flyover states. I am one of those people who live in the Midwest, and I was just as pissed as everyone else when Arrested Development went off the air. I am sure that there is at least as high a percentage of the Midwest population who were fans as those who live on the coast. You guys have your uptight conservative bastards too. We are not the only ones plagued with them. The proof is that it was the, quote, people who live on the coast who canceled the show, not the innocent schmucks living on the prairie. When I heard your rant, I thought of what George Bluth Sr. said. This is grammatically crazy, but I'm not surprised. Quote, maybe someone should send him a muffin basket. I know, not an exact quote, but it will do. So please keep the shows coming, but if you're going to bitch, bitch about the bastards who are responsible. Not fat men that are married to hot women in the Midwest. They are real. And I'll leave his name off, because he knows who he is, so I don't really need to mention it. But anyway, you guys decide whether or not that was a piece of fan mail. I'm still not quite sure.
Hey, smile.